Welcome to New Human Living Radio Show, bringing you powerful interviews to awaken the power in you. Learn more at newhumanliving.com. And now your host, Les Jensen.
Hello and welcome to the show tonight. I'm so glad you chose to join us. I think we're going to have a really nice discussion. Tonight, the topic is journeying to the Akashic Records, and our guest is Bill Foss. We're going to bring him on in just a minute. But I wanted to take a moment and talk about this idea of our human experience and our soul, that and the bigger perspective, the bigger picture from an individual point of view, and how that can be so beneficial to us. So often we can get tied up in our day-to-day encounters, we get stuck in traffic, or we think we're going to be late, or a lot of us carry these little rectangular things in our pocket, and we can find ourselves looking at them quite often, and we can get tied up in our human experience. I mean, our mind, our ego, our feelings, our emotions. And I always like episodes that pull us out of that. Pull us out of that and show us this much, much bigger picture of who we are. Every single one of us is a soul who's somehow shoehorned themselves into a human body. That's a miracle right there. And then and to turn around and step back and look at your life from that soul perspective, from that higher point of view, then what we run into in our everyday lives that might have us upset or worried or anxious turns out to be rather mundane over the bigger picture, and that helps us relax. That helps us take a chill pill and calm down, because the stress, the anxiousness, the tension of unresolved consciousness in our own personal energy persona can wreak havoc on this physical body, this chunk of Mother Earth that has populated our DNA's idea of our body. So I'm so glad that we've been able to get Bill on the show tonight, because he's really put out a lot of effort in his life. I'm so delighted there's people like him walking around on the planet. Bill's an international author, teacher, and healer. He guides, teaches, and heals through his workshops, books, and private sessions. Guided by spirit through years of studying the higher mind, spiritual paths from around the world, ancient cultures, healing, and the arts, Bill brings through today spiritual precepts from ancient times in a clear and concise way to help you unlock the secrets of spiritual success. Without further ado, bring him on the show. Bill, welcome to the show.
Hello, Les. How are you?
I'm doing delightful. Hey,
great.
You know, when I look at your bio, it looks like you've been doing this for a while. Can you tell us how this came about in your life?
Well, Les, that's a good question. About 20 years ago, mid-90s, 20, 25 years ago, mid-90s, I started to ask, there has to be more. There has to be more to life. As an artist and musician, working professionally across the country of many years, there were silent, unasked questions.
Questions that I'd never asked myself. And I started thinking,
with all of the light, sound, color, experiences that I'm involved with, there has got to be more. There has got to be more. So basically, I was hitting a wall with the material world and with creativity in general. I prayed to God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my emotions, and I said, God, please show me the way. The very next day, I was guided, unbeknownst to me, driving down a boulevard in Scottsdale, and pulled into a used bookstore, walked to the back, and picked up a book set. It happened to be Life and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East. And for those of you listening out there that have been to my workshops, you know the story. I walked up to the front counter and set it down, and the lady said, do you really want this? And I said, well, of course. I went back and picked it up, and she said, no, do you really want this? And I got chills all over my body. Well, I took it home, and I started to read about these amazing masters from India or Tibet that lived high up in these monasteries where they were using energy and doing what seems in Western society and culture like miracles, being able to manipulate the weather, being able to manipulate, transform, and reintegrate or manifest material matter from spirit. Things like this. All of a sudden, I was on fire. You know, I knew there was more, and I just wanted to learn and study spiritually. So I took off, and I started practicing yoga, tai chi, et cetera, everything. And it wasn't very long. It was about a week into my wake-up process, and God directed me to the Akashic Records. And as I started to study it, and, you know, when I started studying it in the early 90s, there was not a lot of information out there on it. The web was not really developed at that time. I did not have access to any of the ancient masters or the lineages that had been practicing in Europe or other places of the world. I was sort of on my own, so as I prayed, I was guided to a special private teacher, and as I practiced going into the records, I started to have profound experiences. And I didn't know why I knew all of this. I had been there before. So a lot of people that come to the workshops, they have that feeling, that experience. And in actuality, you and I and everyone else on the planet, 6 billion plus right now, right, are silently connected into the Akashic Records. So your soul, being a silent energy field around the body that's connected into the records, is connected to your physical body, your mind, your heart, your chakras, your DNA field, all of the above. And this is why when you go there, you'll start to have a feeling of home, like, well, you know, it feels familiar. I think I've been there before. A lot of people report having had the experience of feeling like familiarity with it, or that they've been there before.
Yeah. Well,
so, go ahead.
What's the when we talk about the Akashic Records, I mean, here we are, human beings, we're using our mouth, we have a mind, we're forming sentences, and we're tossing them out at each other, having a conversation. How does this Akashic Record play into us as a human being and us as a soul? I mean, how does it tie it all together?
Sure. That's a good question again, Les. The actual clear dynamic of being in physical form, using the senses, navigating the material world, resting well, living well, being happy, using all of the emotions, having a full and colorful life. That's why we're here. The soul, which is your true essence, is accessing this body three-dimensional life through the senses. So your soul is around you, is the soul field is around the body, and it's, or could be overhead. It's what I call enjoined, which is a very good word, enjoined with the physical body, the physical flesh. The soul field pins itself into the body. It tends to be attracted or magnetized to the body. Your soul, your true essence, is the you that's coming through your eyes, ears, nose, and mouth right now. Okay? So mechanically, the mechanics of consciousness here. So your soul coming through your senses into the physical reality is driving your whole experience. Now, all of this sensory input, with energy going both ways out into the physical world through the senses and back in, this input, output of sensory input and information, all of these experiences are being perceived, experienced, observed by your soul field, your consciousness. Your soul field has, envision if you could, just an invisible sort of a stream or a thread that's connected up into a sky library that we're all connected to. So you're inputting. Every time you have an experience in the physical, the soul is learning from it or observing it through the senses of the body, the six senses of the body, and it's being also transposed into your book of life that's within an etheric library that's in a much higher dimensional level of vibration than astral. So it's not astral on the other side. It's up in the higher ethers, in the ethers of the planet. There's an Akashic records for every individual planet, whether it has life or not.
So this is not in the astral realm where, like, if somebody astrally projects, they're going to, as far as a conscious connection, it's an octave up.
That's an interesting question, Les, and I don't usually comment on that, so I don't want to confuse people here. But I will say that God, your spiritual guides, the teachers on the other side, and the keepers of the records want you to be able to find your records, okay? So without sounding New Agey about or anything, what I've encountered in taking groups and doing my own experiences in the records is that there is a version, a very simplified version, stored in the astral plane of the records. And this is there for people who are more novices, or they're not ready to fully do the work, or they're still having some challenges in life. Maybe they're going through, whatever, that's kind of holding them in a lower vibration where they're working with astral projections and some of the beings and light and dark, So, I mean, I've had people that have found it there, and they've went into it, and they said, well, I'm in a big gold hall, it's simple, there's some candles, there's a big eye, et cetera, but I can't get into the book. And I always know vibrationally, you've made it, you've made your way to the astral version or template of the records. Now, the true records is the storehouse of all knowledge, and wisdom for the souls. It's there for the souls, and it's in a higher place. So if you keep doing the work, you'll find yourself there, And the only prerequisite to getting into the records is wanting to know yourself at the highest level or more of a level. That's the only prerequisite for getting into your own records.
Right.
The only thing that will keep you out of your own records is conflict. Well, I don't think I'm ready. I don't know if I'm, you know, good enough or big enough or strong enough to, you know, take in what I might see there. What if I did something wrong in another life? You know? God, just show me the good stuff. That is, so when people find out about the records and they do at the classes and the expos that I'm at, and just in general, so they're doing the work, they're looking for, you know, mystical experience, knowing the self, they want to learn about energy, and then people find the Akashic records and they find out what it entails and what it's all about and what it stores. And like myself, when I first found out about it, I thought, this is great. So I can learn to be psychic, I can learn to be intuitive, and I can find out about anything, you know. And not only that, but my past lives, future experiences, ancient history, secrets of the universe type stuff.
Sure.
And so I became inspired. I let that inspiration guide me into it. Once I got into the practice a couple years into it, I realized that it was changing my energy fields. It was changing my energy vibrations. And there were levels of knowing or perception that changed over time. So when I got in, like most of us, the ego says, God, what if I did something terrible? What if I killed somebody or died violently? Just show me the good stuff. So what that does is that creates a what I call subtle conflicts of energy in the eyes, in the mind field, which you're generating a duality, a right and wrong, a good, bad, a light and dark. That can keep, just that alone can keep you out of your own records. So it's important, number one, to practice. If you get in and you see something that you can't really understand, or maybe it is very vivid and colorful or violent, et cetera, from a past life, just know that it is remote. The experience is remote. You cannot be hurt or harmed, and God and the angels and the masters, your own divine spiritual ambassadors, your spirit guides for your soul, will never show you more than you can handle. So if you're seeing something, you're ready for it.
Right. So
go ahead.
So when we talk about the Akashic Records as this history or this recording, if you will, of humanity, the planet, time, mm-hmm. space. You know, in the technology arena, there's like virtual reality now that's coming online, and there's this 3D type of perception. When you talk about the Akashic Records, what I'm curious to, and my hunch is the observer is going to decide what he sees, but if we were to talk about the totality of what is being recorded moment by moment by moment, like right now I'm in the radio studio talking, and I have plants downstairs, and when the heater comes on, the plants will sway a little bit in the breeze. Is that being recorded?
Well, it can be. You can get snapshots of it. I think the thing that's important in answer to your question, or in reference to the points of interest around your question, is that how important is that? How important are the plants swaying when the air conditioner comes on? So you can get a snapshot of that room in this time and space. For conscious awareness, all practical purposes, what's the importance of that? That would be a question that I would ask in relation to your question.
Well, I guess what's bringing me to that question is the idea of there's only one mind, or that consciousness is holographic, and then to from that perspective of a holographic, you know, God dreaming, one mind kind of thing, when we talk about the Akashic Records, how much of that is when
is
I think about a hologram,
the
I would
playing fields like your
I'd think the whole hologram would be recorded.
Sure, absolutely. But here's the in relation to my workshops and what we're teaching, what we're going over the material. When people come to the workshops, let's say somebody has gotten into conspiracy theory and they're like, oh, wow, you know, I'm into aliens and UFOs and distant planets and life on other, you know, in other places and times, alternate realities, shape-shifting, time travel, et cetera, on and on.
Right.
Or maybe spirituality and the masters, or maybe ancient or historical data on spirituality, such as the Theosophical Society or Edward Casey, et cetera, on and on. So when someone finds the way of the records, they get excited about it. The main thing that I share in my classes is not only how to get there and what you can get from it, which is a lot, what's the central reason for going there? And the central reason, or the main reason, individual to each soul, which is part of the collective of consciousness, which is part of the collective of God, as we're all connected, is to know the self. And that message is in all of the sacred texts, including the Bible, to know the self. Now, here's a secret about that. We are knowing ourselves through the senses. The soul is knowing itself through the senses, the five, the six senses of the physical human body, in each and every moment that we're alive. So we've just backward engineered and we've made the present moment, each and every moment, very important. That this is the knowing of the self. This is the hidden message in those two words. This was the true message in those two words. Knowing, perceiving, observing the self in every single moment. It doesn't have to be a mystery or an enigma shrouded in a riddle any longer. This knowing of the self is the streaming of the soul through the senses, observing continually, to know the self and to report back to creator, light, source, God, the heart, mind, the heart light, the mind of God, creator God. As we're all having an individual experience, we're reporting these back through our soul and all the way through into the records and all the way to God simultaneously. This is the real reason to go into the records, to know yourself. So that's why I teach in the workshops. I'll teach individuals. We'll go in, we'll do guided journeys into their personal books of life. So as, let's say, a group of 20 or 40 or 60 or 75 is down in a like a very mild hypnotic meditation, and we're listening to music, and I'm guiding a journey, a very colorful spiritual journey, and we go up into the records. I'll ask questions as they approach a book of life within the Akashic Temple that's in the Sky Library, and I'll take time where there's a charge of energy in the room, people to sit there and look with their mind, to look with their the energetic field around their eyes that's used in tandem with the energetic field of the third eye and the pineal gland. So projecting through the senses, connecting through the senses, connecting through the crown chakra, all of the other chakras simultaneously in the energy field. And somewhat people will have an experience where it'll be so vivid, it can be a moving, lucid dream. You know, it can be a 20-minute vision, a 5-minute vision, a flashes of other realities, of other times. And the thing that's paramount here is they get a glimpse of knowing their self at a core level that is directly from their soul. So their soul, let's say their soul has lived that flash in another lifetime. And let me go a step further and say that all the lifetimes are operating simultaneously beyond linear time, which is interpreted by the physical mind,
the brain. The traditional view, right.
We've created that. So while all of this is happening, when somebody gets a flash in there are streams of energy between that other life and the soul and this life and the senses that sort of like connect without even having to think about it. And all of a sudden you've got another part of yourself. You're that much whole, you know, you're that much closer to knowing yourself or to being a fully knowing being. So when that continues to happen, and it can all happen, some people have total recall very quick. They know all their lifetimes, maybe a trauma is involved or something. And some of us, we're practiced over time. But the more that you practice, let's say within a year, a few months, a few weeks, 2 years, three, four, five, you're going to see you're building a case study, and you get stories, and you get more pieces to the stories. And then you start to seed into your body, and you start to become more full, more whole. You slow down, you become happier because nothing can rock your boat, you know. So this is, it really is beneficial on all levels. It's beneficial for just a normal life, a normal happy life, which is what some of the masters would refer to as enlightenment.
Right.
And that's, I think that's the real reason to access the records, or one of the real reasons beyond knowing the secrets of the universe. Once you get in there and you start doing it, you'll say, oh my goodness, this is a very deep experience, and it has healing on all of these levels. I'm learning, and the more I learn, the simpler it becomes, and the simpler life becomes. It's still just as colorful, and there's still that, you know, it's still a very big place, the universe, the world, the other dimensions, your soul energy. It's still a very big playing field, but it gets simpler. You know,
so,
and when it gets simpler, we're able to release karma. We're able to heal on all levels. We're able to heal our ancestors. We're able to heal our family. We're able to become naturally intuitive, what we call a fully self-realized or knowing being. You know.
Right. So would you say a past life regression is accessing the Akashic records?
Absolutely. If not accessing the records, it is accessing simultaneously. So it just depends on the practitioner and the way that they're guiding the person in. But yes, in answer to your question.
So if there's an event in the past or the future, I suppose, that multiple people have at, you know, like a scene of a battle in a war, or a family accident, the car crashes and everybody passes away, and one person goes back to the episode, if you will, let's keep the number small, like a car or something. And if one person goes back and connects with that and perhaps heals or transforms the condition, does that ripple into other people who have that connection with that Akashic moment?
It can. So let's say, for instance, all the people in that car were family members. They were immediate family members, and maybe there was some karmic event for all of those souls to be together in the family that was rectified by that wreck. Maybe they all transitioned and left together as soul travelers. Maybe they're in the same soul group. The same could be said for, let's say it's an army vehicle or a military vehicle, and all of these travelers are again, part of a soul group, or they're on a certain mission energetically.
Right.
And, you know, so these variables, it can affect someone else. Let's say you're, for all practical purposes, you know, I mean, the other end of the spectrum would be that, let's say there's five or 10 people involved in an event of some sort. It could be that one person is going to have a certain experience, and every single one of those people have a different outlook of that experience, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, this happens all the time in life, you know. You know, maybe some folks are at a company party or something, and somebody comments on somebody at work and says, well, you know, I've always thought you were really funny, you know. That person might comment, I don't know if this is the best example, but the other person might comment and say, well, you know, I just never really understood that you thought that I was that funny. I always thought that I was very serious, and I thought that, you know, somehow our interactions were playing off of that perception for you. So it could be anything under the sun, but different as we're all connected, we're all reporting these different reflections back to multidimensional, omnipresent, omnipowerful, omniscient God, you know?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. I like that.
So it's amazing.
When I look at the collective, I mean, all of humanity, if you will, there's a rise in consciousness now. People are waking up, and people are connecting to their higher self. Coming to understand the truth of who they are, and the Akashic records have this history of the journey we all chose as souls to go into the darkness to separate from source and do this barbaric episode of our human story that is just loaded up with pain and suffering. And so now here you and me, we're talking about the Akashic Records. We're talking about connecting to this recording, this record, if you will, of the past, and the healing benefit of connecting to these moments, these episodes.
Yes.
And so the point, what I'm getting at here is Akashic Records, like you had mentioned earlier in the show, in the 90s, there just wasn't that much material out there. It seems like the Akashic Records is a vehicle, if you will, of us collectively healing our past.
Absolutely, Les. There's one really simple way that I started sharing the Akashic Records with people so they could get their minds around it, because you can use it in the context of different sentences from different reference points. So let's look at it just for a moment and break it down into three simple parts. The Akashic Records is an ancient mystical system of divination. So it was used by the ancients all the way back to Atlantis and Lemuria, connecting deep into the earth, connecting to the stars, connecting with all the souls, looking beyond and practicing. Ancient Egypt as well, other cultures, Tibetan, Hindu, they were all looking for answers. This was ancient technology for them. You know, they didn't have iPads and the internet. You know, they had to find the organic, if you will, internet.
Sure.
And so, an ancient mystical system of divination, and groups would come together, sometimes in secret. So there are, you know, some. Everyone else may have been saying, well, you know, there are people practicing, going into the Akashic Records behind closed doors, these secret orders. And honestly, the other turn of the other side of the coin is that nobody else really wanted to be doing the work in ancient times, you know. So
right.
You had to have a certain amount of focus and drive and want to sit down and meditate in the first place, and then yet to connect with like-minded people and come together and project up into the records and find the records and start to work with the energy and the information. So it's an ancient mystical system of divination for individuals and groups over the course of time, history of humanity, space-time evolution here on the planet. The second way, number two, that you can look at the Akashic Records is that it's a modern-day modality. So you'll see it next to the Reiki practitioner or the massage therapist or the psychic or the tarot card reader or Access Consciousness or Theta Healing, and then there's the Akashic Records. So the reason I spell it out this way is that people get they get a little confused. They're going like, well, what do? Oh, you're doing tarot, but this person over here is doing Akashic Records. Well, the Akashic Records, number three, is an actual place, and it's connected to all things. So it really is a sort of a top-shelf study. It's an ancient classical study, probably one of the oldest places that you could ever connect into, that you have available to you, that you can get the most from. And it's going to give you more. That being said, it's available to you right here, right now, in every moment. And a thought that comes to mind, Les, as we're talking about all this, is that can you imagine what this world would be like if everybody on the planet was accessing their Akashic Records, and by virtue of accessing, the energy would be correcting karma because the soul is perceiving, that it's just looking at, you know, sometimes just observing the karma is enough to start correcting it.
Oh, sure. So, well, you know, and, No, that's fine. In the past, perhaps Atlantis, Lemuria, Egypt,
yes.
We've risen in consciousness before. We've come out of the darkness before,
mm-hmm.
and turn
mm-hmm.
around and did a face plant again, like a Irish drunk at a bar, and.
Sure.
And so what my point is, because I'm on the show, we talk about the compassion of the heart. So here I am, a human being,
mm-hmm.
and I look out at the collective, and I said, and I see the suffering, I see the pain and misery that is happening in these moments on the planet. And through the compassion
mm-hmm.
of my heart, I set the intention of, well, what the hell? I want to be that vehicle of change for the collective, and I set that
yes.
intention. My soul,
yes.
my higher wisdom can go into these past episodes of the rise of
yes.
consciousness in humanity and
yes.
learn, because we've been here before. I mean,
mm-hmm.
as far as coming out of darkness. So the Akashic
mm-hmm.
Records can be a very powerful tool collectively. But let's shift the conversation now about about you and the listener, about what can a listener expect as far as a change or a difference in their life, as far as like a value point of working with the Akashic.
Okay. Let me say this, Les. When I was guided to start working with others, I never planned to be a teacher. They just sort of chose me, and the next thing I knew,
welcome
I was getting
club.
Inspired. I was holding groups, and we were doing journeys, and people were reporting these profound experiences. Now, at that point, I hadn't even started reading, let alone working with healing energy. So this has all unfolded over the course of time. When people come and have sessions at the workshop, or they pick up a copy of the book Journey to the Akashic Records, or come to the expos, I'm blown away. I mean, I'm like the observer. I'm watching the keepers of the records interact with me as I naturally bring information through for them. And sometimes it's so astonishing, you know, it's always different too. You know, it'll be past life for a certain person. Maybe a healer comes and I connect them with guides or teachers that they weren't quite aware of, but they had a clue. They just didn't, you know, they needed a connection. Maybe somebody needs clearing. Maybe they need physical or soul healing. Maybe they
right.
just want a good old-fashioned, well-rounded look at their past lives and where they've been on the planet. And that's, you know, that just gives them a kind of the super needle effect and wow, the wow factor and like, wow, this is really interesting. I'm interested in the records type situation. So it can be, and we've had some really profound healings happen, some really profound emotional healings and people shifting. And it's been very fulfilling to help others. So in answer to your question and your comment, people can get, you'll always get, first and foremost, you'll get the, whether it's the information or the healing or manifesting or whatever it is, you'll get what you need most first, okay? So don't feel
right.
like you're going to get lost. Just be open and come to do the work. Now, people can shift on all levels. You know, I've had people who were just the simplest, calmest, quietest, cool, collective human beings that you could ever meet. And they come and they find out that they were part of history in a grand way, that they were connected to a grand historical event. And they had such total recall of it into an Akashic Records guided meditation that they came back and they questioned it. And they would say, you know, they would say, well, this is what I see, and I'm clearly playing it out. And, you know, and I get to comment and feel the energy and experience it as they're sharing. So, it's just wonderful. People can get so much. And it's the reading the Akashic Records is truly one of those gifts that will keep giving. It will keep guiding you, leading you in waking moments, in guided meditations, in soul groups, immediate family gatherings, your family lineage, your ancestral bloodline, your dreams, your DNA, your so much, your connections to your spirit guides, your family members on the other side. There are so many different parts to this. And the key is not to become overwhelmed with it, but just to start doing the work. It's in my another central message that I share with people. And I want to connect this to the statement I made a while ago that could you imagine what it would be like if everybody was connected to the records and doing their work? It would solve so much because people would be clear. It wouldn't be that they were playing out their lives or their movies in some sort of a conflicted way where it's light, dark, good, bad, drama, more emotional unrest from personal family situations all the way up to government level and everything in between.
Sure.
It could be a more heavenly or just a simple, peaceful planet type happy experience like we imagine some of the other more advanced cultures to be like on other planets. In relation to all of that, when an individual starts practicing going into the records in the middle of their life, as opposed to the end when they leave the body, whether it's through physical illness or death by natural causes, you will connect with and you will be led back into the records. And when you do it, when you intend yourself into the records before you're going to go to the other side, which is all yin-based energy, where it's all liquid
sure.
fluid, when you start tending yourself in there and you start doing the guided meditation, there's something special about it because you're here in physical form, you have all of your energy fields intact, and you're going to process this information from the other side in the here and now multidimensionally. and you get time to look and think and work things out and clear and expand. So that's, you know, as colorful and as much as there is there, that's important, you know, I think. Not overly important, but it can be a really strong step for any individual that wants to start using the records. And
well, no
in
doubt.
My,
well,
sure.
No doubt it could be very profound. We've only got just shy of 10 minutes left, and I don't want this episode to end without our listeners connecting with the platform you've created. You've written a book, you hold workshops, do you do one-on-one, do you go over the phone? Can you lay out the different aspects of how listeners can work with you?
Sure, sure, Les. I'll try to move through this as systematic as possible. The easiest way to get in touch with me would be to look me up on the internet at billfoss.net. Billfoss.net. That's BILLFOSS.net. I will be in the Denver, Boulder, Fort Collins area. I'll be in Fort Collins June 18th and 19th, that's a Saturday and a Sunday, for the Celebration Fair. That's a two-day event, and I'll be at booth 503. So it's right by the entrance. And I'll have a whole table with the books, the workbooks, the CDs. I'll be giving 15-minute sessions, Akashic Record sessions, and healings and clearings. So that's if you want some one-on-one interaction, for the Denver or the greater Colorado listening audience, come on out to the show. Come there and you know, there's a lot of other gifted healers, practitioners there as well. So that's the second way. I'll also have on January 21st and 22nd, this is a Tuesday evening from 6:30 to 9:30, and January 22nd from 11 to 7, we have an evening intro at the First Spiritual Science Church in Denver. Now, that's going to be on the website, and I'll have flyers. Just find me. You'll find my events. I try to be right across the board with if you find me on Facebook, that's another way. Look me up on Facebook. All the events are there. You can get in contact with me via the internet at info@billfoss.net or billfoss.net, the website, and order books there. You can purchase a session. I'm available for 1 and 2 hour Akashic Records and healing sessions. Last but not least, if you go to GaiaTV.com, I'm not sure if it's Gaia TV or Gaia or Gaia.com now. I recently filmed there at Gaia in Boulder, Colorado, a one-hour interview on the Akashic Records with George Noory, and he asked some very interesting questions, and we had a good conversation. So if you want to find something that might be interactive with a conversation we're having here with Les tonight, then check that out, okay? So, Les, there are several ways that somebody can get in touch with me. I'm not hard to find.
All right. So now you did mention you did 1 and 2 hour sessions. Was that over the phone or was that in person?
Both. When I'm able to work with somebody in the area when I'm traveling, I'll take the opportunity to do that. If for some reason, because of their work schedule or my schedule, that we can't, the phone session work that I do, whether it's healing or Akashic Records, is interesting in its own way. It has sometimes even a more dynamic power to it or energy to it than being there in the physical reality. You know, let's say that I meet someone, let's say I go to their office or their home, or we meet at a healing center, a place that we've never been before, and then we do the work. Well, it's always strong and unique to do work in person. So, you know, not to denote either one, but they just have their own
interesting dynamic. If somebody's at home and we do a phone session, then they get to relax. They get to completely relax in your own home and connect with me over the phone. We record it, and I'm able to go into a deep meditation and bring information and healing through the records for the individual.
Well, very nice. The Gaia link you were looking for, I just checked it, is Gaia.com. It's not Gaia
okay.
TV, but it's Gaia.com. Just to
okay.
include
Thank
that
you.
In the episode. I like to button it all up within an episode, so as much information that can be in the episode is in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you share with us your own personal experience with the Akashic Records and how you've noticed your own personal life changing as you've been working with this over time?
Yes. I'll make a comment for all of the listeners and just say practice, 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 because that's what I was taught. And that's going to be one of the – that's going to be your best experiential tool. You may practice going in 10 times or 15 times or 25 times, and you might not have an experience, but you might have a nuance, but you might have the experience of not getting in or the experience of somewhat getting in or different energy vibrations around. This is very subtle work, but it can also be very crystal clear and very vivid, very powerful. Everything that you report to yourself, that you write down, whether you've got the Akashic Records journal that you're using for the workbook or just using a notepad or from memory or just committing it to memory. I really, if you're doing intuitive work like this, which is subtle and vividly dynamic, keep a journal, just like a dream journal. It's important.
Right.
Not getting in is experience. So every time that you don't get in, let's say you get in, you report all your experiences, you go through it, you develop over a course of time, then you start getting in. Then you go back and maybe you don't get in. Okay, you're not going to beat yourself up. You're going to know exactly where you are in reference to deep states of relaxation and the records in your soul. You'll say, oh, well, you know, I was just a little tense. I know where I was. I'm not going to let that stop me. No problem. So all of these dynamics are important.
So when you say getting in, are there keepers of the Akashic Records?
There are ancient angelic-like beings that, I'll simplify it and just say Creator God has them stationed there as watchers, as keepers. And there are, for what we would call Elohim or Elohim-like angelic beings that stand around it, just like there are devas or, you know, elemental beings that stand with the trees, that stand with the flowers, the minerals, the animals.
Right.
Just like, you know, the angels and archangels of the light of God stand with us. So there are keepers. And one of the greatest self-protect mechanisms of the records, everybody wants to know if dark beings or, you know, secret governments are trying to hack into the records or download it or upload it. The greatest self-protect of the Akashic Records is it's the intention. It's the intention of why you would use it, because God is love first and foremost.
Right.
And the records first and foremost are there. So it's like a school for the souls. The souls being
right.
childlike, multidimensional, all-knowing beings, but coming to have an experience in human form, they all souls check in at the Akashic Records, get their mission report, you know, get their look at what they want to experience harmonically, dynamically, some lessons they want to work on, some things they want to experience, and they beam down. They're harmonically attracted to the right parents or karmically attracted to the right souls that are already in human form and start to have a catalog, you know, from this catalog, they start to go through and have their responses and experiences and play this out. So it's
well,
a very interesting playing field.
We got about a minute left. Do you, is there any closing thoughts you want to leave with us?
I would just encourage all people to do the work to find yourself, no matter how simple or how intricate or complicated that might seem. Whether it's through the records or through meditation or mantras or spiritual studies and healing, know the self. Know the self. Start asking God to help you. And I'm not talking about the Christian God or the biblical God. I'm just saying God of your understanding. Just pray and say, I want to know myself. I want to know myself. I want to deepen my life experience. And that may lead you very well into the Akashic Records like it did me. And that being said, I'm always available to work with anyone, anytime, in reference to that. So, you know, just do the homework. Do the knowing, you know yourself, you know, investigate. Ask questions.
Well, very nice. It's been delightful having you on the show, Bill. I want to thank you for being our guest tonight.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Same here. I really appreciate it.
We've been talking with Bill Foss about the Akashic Records. And the overall theme tonight has been this idea of knowing yourself. In truth, every one of us is a personification of the one, of the source, or however you want to model it in your mind. Give yourself permission to own the truth of who you are. Give yourself permission to use this thing called divine love, because at the core of every one of us, there's this light. The kingdom of heaven is within you. The source consciousness is within you. And as you purify yourself and heal yourself, you can be the vehicle of changing the energy of the collective by the compassion of your heart, by the intention of your soul. We're here to discover the truth of who we are. And every single one of us is a very powerful being, somehow shoehorned into this human experience. So don't play yourself small. It's a divine gift that you are love. You are love personified. And spend that stuff like you want it, because there's always more of it to give. I'm your host, Les Jensen. You know, when you show up for yourself like you did with this episode, you change who you are. Go to newhumanliving.com and look up the radio episodes for your daily commute, or if you're going to travel, and listen to some of these powerful shows. It's been my good pleasure. Until next time.
This has been a New Human Living radio broadcast. You can raise your own personal power with Personal Power Fundamentals Home Study Course at newhumanliving.com. Thanks for listening.